This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Ted Poe, who represents the Lone Star State's 2nd Congressional District. Prior to coming to Washington, he was a judge for many years, and he's a member of the House Judiciary Committee. I mention all that because Congressman Poe says the current health care legislation that has passed the House and is being considered in the Senate may very well be unconstitutional because it mandates that Americans get health insurance. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Greg.
Well, take us inside the Constitution as to why you believe that this would be an unconstitutional mandate forced upon the American people.
The Constitution doesn't give Congress the authority to make Americans buy anything, buy any product, no matter what it is, whether it's health insurance, whether it's a car, or whether it's a box of donuts. And this bill requires that Americans buy a product or pay a fine, and if they don't pay the fine, they can go to jail. So that's an abuse of power on the part of Congress. It's not based on any constitutional premise, and it has never happened before. So therefore, I do not, along with other members of Congress, believe this is a constitutional exercise, an authority on the part of Congress.
Some have pointed specifically to the 10th Amendment as proof that it is not constitutional. Do you believe that that specifically addresses this concern?
I certainly do. The 10th Amendment gives states really more authority than it gives Congress, and that's why we have the 10th Amendment. So the states may have some authority and they do have authority that Congress does not have, and the 10th Amendment is part of the reason that I believe this to be unconstitutional.
And, sir, you also point out in your press release the same part of the Constitution that some supporters of the mandate point to, which I believe is Article 1, Section 8, which gives the Congress power to levy taxes, and there's others relatively vague language there about what the government can do in order to raise money. They say that gives the government power to do exactly what we're talking about here. Why do you believe they're wrong?
Because the government has specific authority to raise taxes, but this is not a tax. This is a fine that is based upon the government ordering a person to buy a product, and government doesn't have the authority to make people buy anything. This is not a tax. This is a command by government, thou shalt buy this product or face consequences, which is a fine. They call it a tax. And then, of course, if you don't pay the fine, you can go to jail. It's not akin to any other thing under the law. They talk about, this is just like forcing the person to buy car insurance. Well, first of all, states require that, not the federal government. Second, it's a privilege to drive a car. It's not a right. And as to exercise that privilege, you have to buy car insurance. But you're not even buying insurance for yourself. The law is requiring you to buy insurance to protect a third party. So the analogy of car insurance is not adequate. It's not appropriate. It's more like requiring a person to buy some other type of product, whether it's a car, forcing everybody to buy a car in the name of we have to have transportation, we have to have commerce. So it's no constitutional authority to force people to buy something.
This might be further away from the constitutional question, but those in favor of the mandate say that if everyone is covered, then it won't be those who are responsible and get the policy that are stuck with the bill when those who don't get coverage end up needing significant medical care.
Well, there may be some purpose for requiring this, but just because there is a purpose and the motive is good doesn't mean that it's constitutional. There are many things that are good ideas, but they don't necessarily mean that Congress has the constitutional authority to impose that on the will of the people.
Do you suspect, sir, that this will, in fact, face a court challenge if it ever gets approved?
I do. I think that there will be numerous lawsuits filed, even by members of Congress, challenging the constitutionality of this health care bill on this provision and maybe others.
How strong is this opinion among Republican lawmakers? Have you heard this same concern from many of your colleagues?
Yes. Many of us feel that this specific provision is unconstitutional, and we are trying to be very vocal about that. I've even offered legislation to prohibit any more bills that come to the House floor forcing Americans to buy a product to be ruled out of order. It's a technical bill to say that under our rules of procedure, we can't even hear these type of bills because they are unconstitutional. But there are many supporters on the conservative side that are opposed to are saying that this is an unconstitutional requirement.
One more question, more related in general to the health care debate. The Senate bill seems to have been changed considerably. The public option has been taken out. Joe Lieberman won't get on board if it still has a Medicare buy-in. Are you seeing this bill get anywhere close to where you can get behind it, or is it still pretty much a stinker?
Well, no, that it's just making a bad situation worse with the constant backroom deals that are being made by senators to get them to vote for it, because the overall premise is skewed. The idea that the federal government should control our health care is nonsense. The federal government can't even run a flu vaccine program very well, and so we shouldn't turn health care over to the federal government, regardless of all of the details. So the philosophy is wrong, and that's why I will not support it.
Congressman, very interesting to follow the debate, as well as this emerging questioning about the constitutionality of this entire process. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Texas Congressman Ted Poe represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, longtime judge in the Lone Star State, now a member of the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.